Good evening, everybody. It's nice to see you all. Thanks for joining. Be'ezus Hashem, tonight we're going to be working on a very important sugya, both lahalacha as well as practically, and that is the question that relates to Corona 2020, of course, and all the minyanim that are happening outside in the streets. And oftentimes when you have a block minyan, or a minion, a street minion, we have close to a minion. We don't have too many more because the way our streets are configured. And oftentimes you need people who are situated on two opposite sides of the street to be mitztarif to a minion. So I'd like to speak about this evening is what are the parameters of joining the two sides of the street to create a minion. Let me first say what I'm not going to be discussing. If you have a minion in one location, and somebody hears it from a different location. Let's say there's a shul. And everybody, you have a minion in a shul. You have a minion in a shul. And somebody outside the shul in some other house, next door to the shul, outside the shul, driving by the shul, here is a kaddish, here's a kedusha, here's a modim. That person who's listening is permitted to answer amen, kedusha, kaddish. Everything is fine to answer and to respond. What I'm talking about tonight, and therefore, of course, if you have a minion on one side of the street and you have some people on the other side of the street, they can definitely participate as observers in that minion that exists and answer everything and do the Kedusha and Kaddish, etc. The question that we're going to talk about tonight is only one question. If you could only get 10, you only could compile your 10 people that you need for the minimum based on the participants on both sides of the street, is the street going to be mafsik? That's what I want to talk about tonight. Be'ez Hashem, I will share you with the other screen, and you'll be able to join in with me. Okay, so let me just set up my screens. Okay, so the story really begins. What we're going to be doing is we're going to be learning some halachas from one area of halacha and applying it to the question at hand. Because there's nowhere in Shas where it really gives us the halachas about a street in between. And there's nowhere in Shas that talks about any halachas as far as a street in between. But we're going to see where it comes in from one of the Rishonim, who will tell us in one area of halacha that a street is an issue. And we're going to have to apply it from that area of halacha, which we'll see in a moment, and see if it does or doesn't apply to the halachas of creating a minion for Hilchas Tefillah. So if you join me in the top source, which is Maseches Brachos, there's a Mishnah in Brachos Daf Nun. Mishnah is talking about Zimun for benching. Shtei Chaburos Shoyu Ochlos B'Bayis Echad. So the Mishnah rules, if they're all in one house, so if they're in different corners of the house, as long as they see each other, they're fine. B'Zmanshim V'Ktsasin Ron Elu Es Elu, then Mitztaref, if not, then each one has to participate in their own zimun. They can't participate in one zimun together. They have to have their separate one. I know you lost the screen for a second, but I'll share with you again. Hold on. Let me just share that screen with you again because I know you lost the screen. One second, please. Okay, there we go. So now you see the screen. The halacha is two chaburos have to be connected, and therefore if they see one another, they will be connected. Alternatively, the Gemara comments on Daf Nun Amud Beis, even if they don't see each other, but if there's one waiter who's serving both groups, let's say you have a dining room and a living room that are like an L, and there's some people, you have a lot of people, some people are in the dining room, some people are in the living room, because you have a lot of guests, and they don't see each other. But there is because it's on a right angle or something, or there's a wall that's a partition, but there's one waiter who's serving both tables. So that also is enough to be mitzaref the two groups. So what we see from this halacha is that in order to have a zimun, you have to have a tzirif. You have to have the parties joining together. The two groups of people that are eating together have to be joined either by seeing one another, or if they don't see each other, at least let them have one waiter serving both of them. Now, this discussion was talking about in one house, but a house that has curves or corners or walls or partitions, but it's all in one house. What would be if you have two people in two houses? two people on two sides of a fence in a backyard? Could they be mitzarev to a zimun? So for this, let's look at the Beis Yosef together. Kosef Harosh, not only lo mi boy shtei chabura shachu v'vayisachas, ela afil b'shnei batim she'enron elu es elu, hashamash mitzarfan. Says the Beis Yosef, even if you're in two separate houses, two rooms, and there's one waiter, they could all participate in one zimun. So let's say you have Mr. Plout, Chapanash is going to be running a Seder in a hotel, and two private rooms. One private room has six participants, the other six male participants above bar mitzvah. The other private room has four male participants above the bar mitzvah. And because it's two small groups, Mr. Plout sends one waiter to take care of both of them. Now that waiter is serving two rooms, two separate rooms, who ate separately. But since there's one waiter, they don't see each other. And they're two different rooms. But since there's one waiter that's serving both parties, both groups, both private rooms, both private sedarim, that one waiter can be mitzayif them, and they will be able to be mezamin by saying Elokeinu. They'll be able to say Shem Hashem in their zimun. Fine. Now, after the Beis Yosef quotes this halacha, he says, even though we have two ways to join people together, even if they're in different rooms, that being, number one, if they could see each other, and number two, if they have one waiter that's serving both of them, says the Beis Yosef, he quotes the following, Umihu, look at the sheet in front of you, look on the screen, Umihu kosev Rabbeinu Yonah, shim reshus harabim afsekes b'neihem, nire she'ena mitztarfem b'shum inyan. Even if they could see each other from opposite sides of the street, even if there's one waiter that they share who takes care of both groups on either side of the street, however, if there's a reshus harabim between the two groups, that breaks the tziruf of this population, and they cannot connect with one another for a zimun. Therefore, if you have two people over here, one over there, on the other side of the street, there's no zimun, even if they could see each other. Even if they could, even if they have a waiter that serves them. Now, the halacha would have been, if it would be in one side of the street, then even if they would be in two different houses, if you have two houses next to each other, and in one house there's two men, and in the other house there's one man, and there's a waiter running back and forth. Alternatively, there are two houses next to each other, one with two and one with one, and they could see each other through the window. They can participate in a zimun together. However, once you take a road and put it between them, reshus harabim is his lashon, and that's going to be an important word. Once you put a reshus harabim between them, that breaks the connection between these two parties, and there's no zimun anymore. We're going to speak about that shortly. Now, this halacha is recorded, everything that we just said is recorded in the Shulchan Aruch that I have here in Kuf Tzadi Hei. Kuf Tzadi Hei is the halacha of Birchas HaMazon. If you have two people in two different houses, as long as they could see each other, or as long as there's a waiter that serves both of them, they will join together, as long as the two parties had intent to join at some point. They had to have that intention. V'yesh, and continues the Shulchan Aruch, V'yesh Misha Omer. Ooh, that's going to be an important phrase. V'yesh misha omer. She'im rishus harabim afsekes ben shnei abatim. If there's a street in between the parties, einam itztarfim b'shum inyan. The two people, the two groups cannot join together whatsoever because there's a street in between. Can I ask you a question? What do the first three words mean? When the Shulchan Aruch says about a halacha, v'yesh misha omer, is that his way of saying that we do paskin like this? Or is that his way of saying that there is opinion, but we don't really paskin like that? That's going to be an essential question, because that's our shaila. He's quoting this halacha of the street being mafsik again. We're not talking about minyanim yet. Minyanim will be an extrapolation from this. This is the basis, this is the source of the minyan, where we're going to get to minyanim. But this is the source, and here he's talking about Zimun, and he says that it's a Yesh Misha Omer. So how do we look at a situation of a Yesh Misha Omer? So I'll tell you, Rabosai, this is an important thing to know. Whenever the Shulchan Aruch brings two Yesh Omerim, then we pass like one or the other. And it's a question, the first one, the second one. However, when he just quotes a halacha in the name of Yesh Misha Omer, that means that we do paskin like it, but he calls it a Yesh Misha Omer because it's only one Rishon who says this point. It's an opinion, it's a topic or a point that is addressed only by one Rishon. And since it's addressed only by one Rishon, he doesn't want to just say it's the halacha, even though he is paskening that way. He is passing that way, but the V'yesh Misha Omer is a code word to teach us that it's just one opinion, but nobody argues on it. If it would be something that everyone would discuss, he would just say that's the halacha. But if it's only discussed by one person, so he wants to, yes, codify it as a halacha, but at the same time say that it's, point out to us that it's, you know, only one person made this point in the halachic literature. So how does he do that? How does the Shulchan Aruch do that? By saying V'yesh Misha Omer. So what we have here is the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Zimun is telling us that a street will interrupt, will break apart a Zimun, and will prevent a Zimun from forming both for the 3, for the 10, whatever it is. He acknowledges that it's only a one opinion, but that is how he paskins, and that is how we paskin. Fine. Now, let's think for a minute. This is by Zimun. Why is it, conceptually, that we should imagine, why does a street break us apart? I see my neighbor from my window to my next window. That's fine. But if I see my neighbor across the street, that's not okay. I have a waiter who joins our two rooms. The waiter joining our two rooms is fine. But if he has to join two people on other sides of the street, then all of a sudden it doesn't work. What's the svara to say, what's the rationale to say that because there's a street interrupting us, we are not considered mitzuref? What do you say, Rabosai? What's the problem with the street? What does the street do? Please unmute yourselves and tell me what the problem with the street is. What? It separates. So what I think you're saying, what I think the Chazan is saying, is that in order to be mezamen, you have to have two parties that are joined, that are mitzuref. They could either be mitzuref by being in the same room, or if they're not in the same room, they could be mitzuref by seeing each other, or if they're not even seeing each other, they could be mitzuref by sharing a waiter, but there has to be a tziref to them. And if they're not mitzuref to each other, then they can't be mezamein. And therefore, the halacha is telling us that a street in between us breaks a tziref. I hope you realize what you just said, Chazid. You just said that if you have a street between two groups of people, that breaks the tziref, if they are no longer joined together. Now, I will show you other areas in halacha where we find this exact point that a rishus harabim breaks one unified place or one unified situation. You'll see what a rishus harabim does. So those of you who are on mincha...
Yeah, but what's the Torah?
And I'm rishus harabim.
I'm sorry?
Most of our streets are not rishus harabim.
Okay, hi, Dr. Rubin. Yes, we'll talk about that in about 5 sources. So hold that question. When we get to the Taz will address your question. That's a good point.
The Rebbe asked the question, what's the Svara? The Svara can't just be that the street's blocked. What is it about the street existing there that blocks it?
So I'll elaborate on that in about 2 minutes. So watch what we're going to do now, and then I'll elaborate on that on your point. So we have other areas where a Rishus HaRabim, or we'll see exactly, some kind of Rishus, some kind of street, separates between two parts. So those of you who are with me at Mincha today, I mentioned this in passing, now we'll see it inside. Says the Mishnah, there's a Mishnah in Peah, of all places. The Mishnah in Peah, as I mentioned at Mincha, is talking about a scenario where you have a person who owns a big field. Again, let's talk about the mango grove, 20 acres of mango trees, and he only sells mangoes. He only grows mangoes, sells mangoes. He has 20 acres. And right in the middle of this fabulous, beautiful 20-acre mango field is a, we'll see what. Let's start with a river. A river, a stream runs through his mango grove. So how many payas does he need? He's one owner, and it's all mangoes, so it's one field, right? So he only has to put one paya. Comes the Mishnah in the beginning of the second parak of Peah and says, Elu mafsikim lepeah. These barriers, these physical, geographic barriers will cause a break in the Peah and require you to put on two different matanos la'aniyim, two different separate payas, on each of your half fields. What are they? Even though, again, one owner. One owner, one big field, only mangoes, and he's still going to have to put two payas. What are they? Hanachal, a river. Hashlulis, which is the Gemara discusses, maybe it's a large, maybe it's an irrigation canal, maybe it's a pond, whatever it means. V'derech hayachid, v'derech harabim, ushvil harabim, ushvil hayachid. I'm not going to go into the other points. You see from this Mishnah that for paya purposes, if you have a path, not only a derech harabim, a public highway, but even if you have a private road, and not only if it's a road, even if it's a shvil, it's a path through the field, a path that cuts through the mango grove is enough to break the mango grove in two and to make you have to give two payas. It sounds like from this mission that it's din d'oraisa. That's the pashtus. What is this mission telling us? This mission is telling us that just like there's no halachic, what are we trying to join on both sides of the field? We just trying to define what's a field. I could have a field that's 10 square feet. I'm sorry, I know you just lost the screen, don't worry about it. I could have a field that's 10 square feet and it needs to have a payah. And I could have a field that's 10,000 square acres. I could have a field that's 10,000 acres, that's 10,000 square miles, and it only needs one payah. But if you put a stream in between, all of a sudden, it needs two payahs. What does that show me? That shows me that a stream, or on the same for the same price, a derech hayachid, a derech harab, a shvil harab, a path, a street, a road, breaks things in two. It disconnects different things and it makes them no longer considered one unit. That's what a street does. And therefore, since they're different units, they're different parts, they're different, they're not unified, they're not considered one field anymore, and that's why they will. And that's why they will, since they're different units, that's why they will be considered a hefsek and it will require two separate payas. Okay. Now, as I mentioned at Mincha, there's another place where we use this concept that a road in between separates between two, causes a break. But the next proof might not be a great proof because the Gemara in Bava Kamma tells us, start with the Mishnah, Bava Kamma says that, if you light a field in your backyard and the fire travels out of your backyard and burns down your next door neighbor's barn. So the Mishnah says that if you have a fence around your field, normally that's H, right? I light a field in my backyard, it travels out of my backyard to burn your barn down. That's the Av of H. Says the Mishnah, what if I have a fence, like a stone fence, for example, that's 4 amos high? Or I have a highway in between our fields, or a river in between our fields. In those three cases, if I light a fire in my field, I will not be liable for your damage for burning down your barn. What's considered what kind of street? What kind of river? How big is the river? How deep is the river? The Mishnah said that a fence to break as a fire break between our two properties has to be 4 amos high. How deep does the river have to be? Okay, we're not going to talk about the river tonight, but how wide does the street have to be considered a fire break between my property and your property? So there's an explicit Mishnah. An explicit Mishnah tells us 16 amos kederech rishus harabim. It tells us two things. It tells us that the fire break has to be a break of 16 amos. It tells us also that the rishus harabim is 16 amos wide. So you have an explicit Mishnah, Rabbosai, and I know those of you who learn Shabbos, I'm sure I discussed this point, that Rishus HaRabim is defined as 16 amos wide. So, Dr. Rubin, we're almost up to your point, not yet. Here we have a definition of a Rishus HaRabim as 16 amos wide. That's the definition of Rishus HaRabim. So, a Rishus HaRabim between two fields will prevent me from paying if I damage your field with my fire. Okay, but remember, when it came to Peya, you didn't have to have a Rishus HaRabim. You could even have a Rishus HaYachid, even a Shvil HaRabim, and a Shvil HaYachid, even a pathway through the field was enough to break it apart. But you know what? You can't really bring any proof from the halachas of damaging by fire to tell me what kind of break will break a minion. You know why? Because when it comes to fire, why are you putter if there's a break between you? Not because it's a halachic break, but because physically, we assume that fire doesn't travel over certain barriers. So if it's a barrier that's sufficient to withhold, to hold a fire in, then you'll be putter for your damages. If it's bigger, if it's too small, won't hold a fire, it won't contain a fire. So you won't be putter. So therefore, I don't want to bring a raya from the Bava Kama, from all these halachas of Eish. But I do want to bring a raya from the concept of Peya, that when it comes to Peya, even a pathway has the halacha of breaking apart a field into make it two separate properties, even though there's one owner, but two separate independent units that cannot be joined together. With this in mind, this is probably, if I had to bet, he doesn't tell us, but if I had to bet, where in the world did Rabbeinu Yonah get this halacha, again, like I'll quote Rabbeinu Yonah in the Shulchan Aruch, where did Rabbeinu Yonah get this halacha that if there's a Rishus HaRabim that's separated between two houses, they can't join for Zimun? I assume from the fact that we see in the Mishnah in Peya that Rishus HaRabim, and even a less than Rishus HaRabim, will not allow the two parties to join together. But Dr. Rubin raised the point that the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch was really a Rishus HaRabim. So did he really mean Rishus HaRabim literally? Let's talk about that now. So there's a rabbi in our neighborhood who is not going to agree with my conclusion tonight. And we've been discussing this for the past 2 weeks at great length. And in fact, he wrote a tshuva about it, and I had my comments too regarding his tshuva. He wrote a beautiful tshuva, but we agreed to disagree. And the rabbi suggested an interesting svara. The rabbi suggests that when it comes to a minyan, what do we say in Peya? We see in Peya that you have to divide, that if you have a separation, maybe you're dividing two things in half. If you have a road in the middle between a zimun, maybe you're dividing the two groups in half. But whoever says that a minyan has to be in one place, maybe as long as there are 10 Jews together, they could be separated and still be a minyan. He raises svara like that, which has some logic to it that we won't talk about right now, but the Shulchan Aruch is against that. Look, Rabbi Oseh, at the Shulchan Aruch in the next line. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Nun Hey, maybe I should have started with this line of the Shulchan Aruch, sets down a very fundamental premise. In order to have a minyan, you need 10 people in one spot, one location. Look at the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Nun Hey. So if you go on Sarah, should you call HaSara B'makom Echad?
You're not sharing your screen right now.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you. Let me share the screen so you could see that Shulchan Aruch clearly.
And what does this rabbi do with that Shulchan Aruch?
Not for now. He has a way out of it. Don't worry. Tzarech, look at the Shulchan Aruch. Tzarech, you call ha'asar b'makom echad. Tzarech, you call ha'asar b'makom echad. You have to have all the 10 in one place. So if all the 10 have to be in one place, what did we just learn 2 minutes ago? We just learned 2 minutes ago that what is an item or a, I shouldn't say an item, what is a geographic phenomenon that makes things not one place? Well, we just said that a peya is a field, and if you have a street in between running through the field, that's no longer one field, one place. It's not one makom anymore. It divides the two into two places, two fields. So here we have this Shulchan Aruch telling us that a minyan has to be in one place, and if you have a street in between them, it's not one place. It's a hefsek. Now to Dr. Rubin's point, but the Shulchan Aruch's lashon of a hefsek was a rishus harabim. And that's a quote, direct quote from the Rabbeinu Yonah, who the source of the Shulchan Aruch, that you remember we said there's just one opinion who mentions this, no one argues on it, but only one person says it, Rabbeinu Yonah is the one. And he also uses the word Rishus HaRabim. Comes the Taz and says, no. You're misunderstanding the Shulchan Aruch, you're misunderstanding the Rabbeinu Yonah. Says the Taz, right, the Shulchan Aruch said, if Rishus HaRabim is mafsik, look at the screen, if Rishus HaRabim is mafsik, then you break the Zimun in half. We're talking about Zimun now, not Minyanim yet. We're talking about Zimun. Says the Taz, and this is a very important Taz, Nira. Delav Dafka Rishus HaRabim Mamish. Right, Dr. Rubin, this is your question. Shurachav Yud Tesvav Amos. That's 16 Amos wide. No, El Afila Shvil Ha Yachid. Wow, he takes the smallest division. not only a Rishus HaRabim, not only a Derech HaRabim, not only a Derech HaYachid, not only a Shvil HaRabim, but a Shvil HaYachid. He takes the smallest possible path, the smallest possible distinction, divider, to say that that's enough to separate the group, to take away the possibility for Zimun. Where does he say, as we learned in the beginning of Peah? Let's look back at that mission in Peah that we saw 5 minutes ago, and you'll see all the things that split up a field. Elam afsik lepeah, hanachal, a river, vashlulis, an irrigation canal, derech hayachid, derech harabim, those are bigger, and now a shvil harabim, and a shvil yachid, he's taking the smallest one. Where did the Taz get this? He gets it from that mission that I just showed you. Clearly the Taz is assuming that just like all these physical barriers or physical, you know, phenomenons of streets, of highways, of paths, of rivers, just like they split a peah in half because they make it into two mekomos, so too when it comes to a zimun where you have to have a tziruf and you put something between it, your mafsik, it's like a chatzitza, it separates them, they can't be mitzuruf. You can't have people on here over here and people over here being mitzuruf if you have an anti-mitzaref, if you have a divider in between. That's the opposite of tziruf. Tziruf means together, and a division between them, a separation between them, is no longer tziruf. So therefore, this Taz is clearly based on the mission that we just learned together. Now, that what we just read was the Taz talking about Zimun. We haven't spoken about Minyan yet, except for pointing out that a Minyan has to take place in one location. We didn't really apply anything to a Minyan. The Shulchan Aruch mentions what I showed you before when he's talking about a Zimun. He mentions that when it comes to a Zimun, if you have a street in between, they're not mitztarif. However, the Shulchan Aruch, when he says that you have to have all your 10 people in one place, he just says that. He doesn't say anything more. He doesn't tell us what's going to be the din if you have a street in between. He doesn't mention anything. But you know who does address this explicitly? Even though the Shulchan Aruch omits in Hilchas Tefillah the concept of a road being mafsik in between, but the Prima Gadim does. The Prima Gadim says that all the halachos of davening, we learn of davening as together, as what's mitzaref a minyan, we learn from Zimun. For example, the halacha of Rowan Elu Es Elu, that we spoke about last Thursday night, I think. The halacha, if you are not in the same location, but you could see each other, even if you're in two houses. You're in one house, I'm in another house, but I could see you. So the Rishonim, there are some Rishonim who say, oh, just like that works by a Zimun, so too it works by a Minyan. Says the Prima Gadim explicitly that whatever, just like we say by a Zimun, that a street will be mafsik, V'chein, says the Prima Gadim, Mashakasav Sham in Hilchas Benching, by Hilchas Zimun, that Rishus HaRab Mafsekes, it's Ein Mitztarif, the two groups are not Mitztarif for a Zimun, Hu Hadin Kan, so too here in Hilchas Minyan, so too here in the Halachas of a making a Minyan, says the Prima Gadim explicitly, and this might be the most important source we're going to see tonight, because it's as explicit as black and white, and it's a Prima Gadim. Prima Gadims are the real thing. So the Prima Gadim says explicitly that just like a Zimun is broken by a street in between, so too a Minyan is broken by a street in between. And the Svara, I think we understand very clearly. The point of a Minyan is that you're Mitzarif people, people are joined together. How could they be joined together if there's a divider between them? The concept of Tziruf doesn't apply if you have a division between them. How could they be joined together in a Minyan? And that's the psak of the Prima Gadim. If we stopped here, there would really not be much to talk about, because it's an explicit Prima Gadim who addresses our question head on, says it explicitly. You're right, the Shulchan Aruch does not mention when it comes to Minyan that you can't have a street in between, but he already mentioned it in Hilchas Zimun, and all the halachas of Tzira for a Minyan are learned from the halachas of Zimun. All the halachas for a Minyan are learned from a Zimun. And therefore, we see clearly the Prima Gadim holds that a street would ruin a minyan. But Rabosi, I want to tell you a story. This story happened a few hundred years ago during a plague. I don't know exactly what the plague was. I don't know if it was a plague or a lockdown. But you're going to see the story that is told by the Chida. I have a little bit of history. The Chida was a fascinating personality. We actually have a book that talks about his diary as he traveled through the world. He has a fascinating... He was the greatest Sephardi posek of the generation. He was actually born in Yerushalayim, interestingly enough. He was Sephardi, and he has so many Sfarim. He wrote dozens and dozens and dozens of Sfarim. His Bekiyas was astounding. And he was supposed to be a fabulous speaker. He must have been an incredible Renaissance man. And you could see that he wrote on Tanakh, he wrote on Shas, he wrote a Perush on Sefer Chassidim. One of the things he wrote was Shem Gedolim, which was writing a little description of every Tana, Amora, and Rishon. Hundreds and hundreds of biographies about each one of them based on his knowledge of Kol HaTorah Kula. He compiles a little mini biography on every Gadol who lived in the past 2,000-3,000 years. Then he has another sefer where he describes and where he lists and describes over 2,000 Sfarim that were written over the course of Jewish history. So again, it's fascinating. What's most fascinating I found is that even though he died as you see at the end in 1806, in 1960 they actually did a Likud Atzamos and brought his body to Yerushalayim, interestingly enough. Okay, so let's see the story. I looked up the location on Google. I was not successful. A city called Lazarito. So this is clearly, sounds French, I'm assuming French or Spanish. Lazarito. What happened in Lazarito? In Lazarito, so I'm not sure if it's a city or Lazarito is a part of a house. Look at how this Chida, which we'll see the story of the Chida, but it's quoted on the page of the Mishnah Berurah, on the page of the Shulchan Aruch and the Shai Tshuva, right? Right beside the Mishnah Berurah, right above the Mishnah Berurah, is the Shai Tshuva. And look what he quotes. Kosov od b'machazik bracha. That's written by the Chida. B'lazarito. What's a lazarito? Look, maybe you could figure out what a lazarito is with me. It's not clear. What's a lazarito? So the Shai Tshuva says, I'll tell you what a lazarito is. Rotzalomar, it's a makom sheshomrim mipnei ipush avir. It's a place that protects or is protected from the foul air that we call kantrametz. I don't know if that's Yiddish, I don't know if that's Russian, I don't know if that's German, I don't know if that's Dutch. I don't know where the Shai Tshuva lived. Kantrametz. So I wonder if it's a porch. It's a place that protects you from the bad air. Maybe it's like a porch, an enclosed porch, not enclosed porch, but it seems like some kind of porch. That's what I would guess. And with that in mind, let's read the story. Says the Chida the following story. And if you read the story, the halacha that he talks about is not going to answer our question. But in his description of the story, there's going to be one detail that will relate to our discussion head on. So let's read the story. Belazarito, Yesh Beis Kitos, there are two groups of Jews, She'enem Yichom Liga Zebaze, that can't touch one another, they can't reach one another. I think they're like on opposite porches. V'yeshisha b'vayis echad, v'dal b'vayis echad, there's six in one house, six in one porch, four in an opposite porch. And Shamati, I heard from a certain rabbi who was unsure if they could join together for a minyan. Because on one end they could see each other for the opposite porches, so maybe they can. On the other end, maybe they shouldn't be able to join for a minyan. Says the Chida, it seems to me that they are mitztarfim. You know why? Look what he describes. These guys can't really come together physically. There's a guard at the door. That means they were in jail. That means there was a plague. There was a lockdown. Not sure. They can't go outside. Maybe there is some kind of a courtyard that they share, but there was no room to go to the courtyard. And also between them was Vigam hu ma'avar l'rabim. And between them, between these two porches, they couldn't go there because they couldn't make a minyan there between the two porches because people are walking by. So they couldn't make the minyan there. And since the government doesn't allow them to join together, I don't know, either it was a lockdown or it doesn't allow them to join together because it's a street and you can't make a minyan in the middle of a narrow street. Therefore, I think they could participate together. Havale kemara panav derech halon. It's as though you're showing their face to one another through the window. And since there are some poskim who would be mekel if they could see each other through the porch or through the window. And I don't want them to have to go. Look at this very unusual last line. I don't want them to have to go 40 days without Kaddish or Kedusha. V'lo yispatlu mem yom yilispal. I'm sorry, without davening with a minion. Milhispal betzibur v'lo yishmu Kaddish or Kedusha. Because of that, I'm willing to be mekel that they could be mitztaref on these two porches. So, Rabosai, we've been here more than 40 days, right? We've been davening b'yechidus since we're now in the Omer. We're already 6 weeks into the Omer already. And we've already been locked down 2 weeks before that. So it's already 8 weeks. We've been 8 weeks without a minion. 7 weeks. I don't remember exactly when it was. So it's more than 40 days. Says the Chida, because we don't want them to go, I don't want them to have to go 40 days without a minion. I never heard of such a thing. Did you ever hear of you can't go 40 days without a minion? I heard of going to the Kotel for 40 days. Maybe you want to fast for 40. I never heard of this inyan of, oh, we can't go 40 days without a minion. I guess it's a good, next time you don't want to go to minion, say, I hold like the Chida, I don't want to go 40 days without a minion. A day or two I could miss, but I don't know where this comes from. So either way, given the situation, the Shas HaTchak that he describes, that they would otherwise, God forbid, go 40 days without a minion, therefore he says you can have the two porches participate. But when he described the two porches, what did I look at what I underlined and bolded? When he describes those two porches, he says that between them is a passageway for the community, for the public. V'gamu ma'avar l'rabim. So you see, says that from the story of the, again, the Chida is not talking about what's the halacha when there's a street in between two groups of people. He's talking about, can you be mitztaref, two people who could see each other from the porch, which is a different sugya. We talk about that a different week. But in the description of his story, he points out one detail that says that there was a street between them, and he still is willing to join them together in a minyan. So Rabbo said we have a Chida in his description of this story who seems to be permitting a minyan, even though it's on two sides of the street. So if we put everything together, we have the Chida who's permitting a minyan on two sides of the street. Now, you and I are Ashkenazim. We usually wouldn't pass like a Chida typically. It's also in the middle of a story. He's not even addressing the halacha.
Did he permit it once? Or did he put it in from then on?
You're asking a great question, Tully. It's not clear. It's not clear. I have to look clear. I cut out a few words here or there to make it easier to read. I don't know. I assume once you permit something once, you'd permit it like it's mutter or it's not mutter. If you're going to rely on it, let's rely on it. If you're not going to rely on it, let's not rely on it. I'd assume that once he permitted it, I can't tell from the story. I would assume he permits it, just moving forward because it's a shas hadchak that they're not going to have a minion. So this is the only way they could have a minion, which I hear. Which is the situation that we're in also. What? Right, but I don't think the idea is that for every 39th day they're going to do this. I hear what you're saying. It sounds like since they were in a situation that 40 days would, otherwise they're just not going to have minyanim for the next little while they're on this government lockdown. So we have to be lenient for them to allow them to have a minyan in this situation. I hear your point. I don't know for certain. But either way, the Chida comes out with this cool, again, b'shas hadchak, he doesn't say it's ideal, but b'shas hadchak, he's willing to be mekel. And I'm just drawing your attention that the Prima Gadim, we would typically, as Ashkenazim, pass like a Prima Gadim over a Chida. The Chida is fascinating and colorful, but not necessarily our Mesorah. But the Prima Gadim that I have highlighted for you said that just like a street is mafsik between a Zimun, so too a street is mafsik between a Minyan. The Prima Gadim said that explicitly. And, putting two and two together now, when the Taz was talking about the benching, he said that what is mafsik for benching? He said not just the Rishus HaRabim, as Dr. Rubin pointed out earlier, not just a street, but even a private pathway. So Rabosai, the Taz is saying by Zimun that even a private pathway is mafsik, and the Prima Gadim is saying that the same halacha should apply to davening. So it comes out that for Tzir, for a minyan, according to the Prima Gadim, based on this Taz, who says Rishus HaRabim is Lav Davka, it comes out that even a small street The small street like Boxwood, like Sunset, like Hards, like Rand, those streets should be a hefsek. And according to the Prima Gondola, you cannot be mitzarif, a minion, from people on one side connecting to people on the other side. That's what comes out. The Chidad disagreed, but the Prima Gondola, who is more Aram Masora, was Machmir. Now, in Bnei Brak, as you well know, there were minyanim. And at some point, there were minyanim that were porch minyanim. Not early enough, but they had porch minyanim. And of course, the question rose as to what about porch minyan on different sides of the street. And if you know Bnei Brak, I know some of you have spent a lot of time in Bnei Brak. There are a lot of these like small mini streets off. You know, I'm not talking about something like Rabbi Akiva, Rechov Rabbi Akiva. I'm talking about the little tiny things off of Rechov Rabbi Akiva. They're like little simtaot, alleyways or alleyways that you could drive through with just about a 4 foot wide car. Or a motorcycle and a half. So, could you join a minyan mirpasaot, a porch minyan, on two sides of the street? So, the Bnei Brak, I don't know who's on this board, but they have an Erev, Moked HaErev. The Erev, I guess it's like the equivalent of like the rabbinical committee of Bnei Brak, because everybody is on the, there's one thing that unites them, they have their Erev, the Bnei Brak Erev. So the Bnei Brak Erev also put out guidelines for Corona Minyanim, and this excerpt that I'm sharing with you is from there. Right now, we seem to have, again, putting that story from the Chidah aside, we seem to paskin, just like all of the halachas of joining a minyan are learned from Zimun, one of the halachas of Zimun is that a street is separates. So too, presumably from minyan, a street should separate. Comes this Bnei Brak guideline and says that there are some people who are being matir two sides of the street for the following reasons. First of all, he points out the Shulchan Aruch quoted the halacha by Zimun that a street separates you. That was Rabbeinu Yonah as a Yesh Misha Omer, right? Das Yachid. Well, I already told you what that means. That means we paskin like it. Just happens to be there are not other Rishonim who discuss it, but we do paskin like that. Okay, so let's read. Let's ignore that point. Let's go to the next point. The next point is an important point, and this is something that has to be reckoned with. If we go back to the discussion regarding Zimun, there's an interesting halacha by Zimun. We said that by Zimun, a street will be mafsik. Excuse me. The Shulchan Aruch said explicitly a street will be mafsik, a Zimun will separate a Zimun. But look at what the Taz says. The Taz says there's one exception. You know when you can have a Zimun with a street from people on both sides of the street? Look at this. When you have B'nei HaChuppah, when you have people from a Chuppah, each one in a bunch of groups, imagine this. They didn't have catering halls with 500 seats. They had a Chuppah outdoor in the city square, and then they went to eat. But where could they eat? There's no, they didn't rent, they didn't call Rentastic and rent 500 folding chairs and matching, tablecloths. They went to eat. I guess, I don't know where the food was prepared, but they went to eat each one, part of the party in a bunch of different houses, because where else are they going to eat? And then I guess they danced in the city square. Even though we said a street would be mafsik, he said no. When you have a chuppah, then, since everybody's part of this chuppah, that joins them together, even if, look what he says, look at my red, that joins them together, they're all eating the same food, then it doesn't matter if they're in the same rishus or not. Even if they're in two different rishuyas on two sides of the street, but since they're all eating from the same food, the food that there's one caterer, there was one kitchen, and from that one kitchen, the chas and the kala, the mother of the chas, the mother of the kala, she cooked all the food for this wedding. So even if the people are eating it in a house on one side of the street and a house on another side of the street, we can join them together because they're all eating the same food. So this other rabbi in our neighborhood who suggests that you can have a minyan on two sides on the street, let me show you what he was medayik from, and I'll show you why I disagree with him. He's medayik from the purple. Look at the purple. This Taz says, b'bnei ha-chuppah, and you have a b'nei ha-chuppah, you have the people from a chasana, sh'nischalku l'chaburos, they're split into different houses on different sides of the road, sh'kulon chashuvos ke'echad, they're all considered like one. So the rabbi suggested, so too, when people come for a minyan, they're all participating like one. So if you have people that are coming for a minyan, they're coming outside for their houses, they're joining together to make a minyan, right? That's why they're here. They're making a minyan. So that should make them join together as one, right? And I say, no, that's not what the Taz is saying. Look at the next words, where the Taz says the reason. He says it's not the fact that they came out for a reason. It says, kevan. Kevan means this is the reason. Kevan, because, since. Kevan sha'ochlin mi'sa'uda sha'tiknu l'chupa. Therefore, ein hadavar tali b'rishuyos. What joins them together, what makes them one group, is not the fact that they came for a united purpose like davening for a minyan. No, specifically by a chuppah, when they came, they're coming, kevan sha'ochlu misa'uda, they're eating the same food. If you eat the same food, cooked from the same kitchen, then I couldn't care less if you are on one side of the street or the other side of the street, you're eating the same food from the same kitchen, that's what joins you together. But just because you are coming together for a similar purpose, that's not what the Taz told us that allows you to join together on two sides of the street. It's not the purple words. I'm not saying any names. But that other focus on the purple words. Since they're all here for the same purpose, therefore, you don't have to worry about two sides of the street. No. Look at the red words that I highlighted. That's the focus of the Taz. Since, kevan, they're eating all the same food, that's what joins them together. Oh, so the Eitzah is, maybe when you have a minyan, you should have a tikkun. If everybody has cookies from the same person, they're coming together for the same food. But that was a joke. I didn't really mean that. So therefore, I believe that what my fellow rabbi, who I love and respect dearly, makes a diak from this Taz, that you're allowed to, since people coming together for one purpose, just like the Taz says, that the Bnei HaChuppah doesn't have a problem of a street in the middle. Because they're coming together. No, it's not that they're coming together for one single purpose. It's that they're eating food from the same kitchen. That's mitzarif them. Remember, a street is a division. It breaks at tziruf. But if on two sides of the street you're eating the same chicken that was cooked in the same pot, that food that you ate was joined you together. And that's why you're allowed to have a zimun on two sides of the street. But a minyan where you don't have the food to join from one kitchen, from one pot, to join the people together, will not have that leniency of being able to happen on two sides of the street.
Did the Rabbi ask Rav Schechter what his opinion was?
So I'll tell you something funny. Rav Schechter is, I didn't have a chance to speak to Rav Schechter about this, but Rav Schechter holds that you can't even have Rohan Elu as Elu, meaning the Rav Schechter holds that Rav Schechter holds that this whole conversation doesn't even begin. Because the whole Shiloh really begins, can we learn, let me just get this right. Rav Schechter holds that Rohan Elu es Elu, which was last week's shir, even if you're on the same side of the street, but let's say you're on the same side of the street, but you're in a different rishus. You're in a backyard. Let's say your backyard and your next door neighbor's backyard, right? You have your backyard and Rabbi Kana's in his backyard. And you have your son, your family's on one side of the mechitza, his family's on the other side of the mechitza. You have five people, he has five people. You're staring at each other and you're 4 inches away from each other. Rav Schechter holds you're not mitzdaif to a minyan because there's a mechitza between you. Most poskim have not accepted that. But that's what he holds. And basically, I mean, I think I last week I showed why that svar makes a lot of sense. The Mishnah Berurah might hold like that. But there are two plays. The Mishnah Berurah himself, it contradicts himself. So not everybody realized that the Mishnah Berurah might hold like that. Anyway, who does hold like what I'm saying explicitly, that indeed a minyan that's joined together on two sides of the street cannot join together. I showed you all the sources in the background, but it's explicit in the Minchas Yitzchak. The Minchas Yitzchak was Dayan Weiss. Zatzal Dayan Weiss was the Av Beis Din of the Badatz in Yerushalayim. Yaakov Yitzchak Weiss, and he was from the Gedolei HaPoskim. And he says, he was talking about people who make Mincha Maariv in a field. What's the deal with making Mincha Maariv in the field? How spread out could we be? So he talks about how spread out they could be, and he says, but I want to tell you, there's something that you have to be careful about, you didn't even ask me about. And that is, that sometimes when people have a field, and they daven in the fields, if you know, in the farms, they daven in the fields, sometimes there might be a pathway between them. A walking pathway. And if there's a walking pathway between them, they will not be mitztaref, based on everything that I told you this evening. So too, who else says like me? The Mishnah Sachir. Who's the Mishnah Sachir? You've heard of him, but you didn't know about his Tshuva Sefer. Rav Yisachar Techtal, whose grandson actually raises money in our shul once a year, he wrote the Em HaBanim Smecha. He was, of course, a Munkacher Chassid, and he was a Gadol B'Yisrael. If you look at his tshuva, it's a beautiful tshuva. He has incredible bekiyas and incredible tshuvas. I cut out the geshmak part of the tshuva because it wasn't okay to us. A brilliant, brilliant, brilliant Gadol B'Yisrael, a posek. And then, even though he was a Munkacher, after the during the Holocaust, actually, he revisited all of his ideas about Zionism, and he became one of the founders, not one of the founders, but one of the philosophic founders of religious Zionism, when he realized that the only way Klal Yisrael could exist is by dedicating themselves to settle in Eretz Yisrael and to build a land for Jews in Eretz Yisrael. And he switched away from his Munkacher philosophy, roots of Munkacher philosophy, and he wrote Em HaBanim Smecha, which became a classic text for the Tzioni community. But there's a tshuva from the Mishnah Sachar, which is a first-rate posek, pre-war posek. And he says, when he's also was asked about a shaila of being mitztaif to a minyan, he says that you have to make sure, one of the things you have to make sure about, I don't really care, one, that you have to make sure you hear the other person, you have to hear the other person, if you're in a room that brings you all together, a gigantic room like Beis HaMedrash, the Beis Knesset in Alexandria, then even if you don't hear them. But if you're outdoors without, you're not enclosed in walls, you're outdoors, then you have to hear the other person to be mitzvah. That's the distance that you could have. As long as you could hear them, that's fine. However, he says, I have to tell you, but there's another tanai if you're outdoors. You have to make sure that what? Another tanai is you have to make sure that there's no road in between you, based on, again, everything that we learned tonight. So far we have a Prima Gadim who says this explicitly. We have the Minchas Yitzchak who says this explicitly. We have the Mishnah Sachar who says this explicitly. We have Rabbi Felder. Rabbi Felder is one of the contemporary poskim in Lakewood. In Lakewood, as you know, they had New Jersey had a different set of laws than New York State. In New Jersey, you were permitted even a few weeks ago to have an assembly of 10 people in backyards, which was not legal here until today. And in New York State until today, and they were backyard minyanim, legal backyard minyanim, and he spoke about minyanim on the streets, porch minyanim, backyard minyanim, and he gave a very famous shir, wrote up all the halachas that come up from the shir, and here you see that he's paskening for Lakewood, also, and I highlighted it for you, that you have to make sure, what he says is the very fact that we're allowing backyard minyanim in two different backyards is itself a leniency. Which Tully, that's what I told you, Rav Schechter doesn't hold from, that leniency. He says, Felder says, we're willing to go out on a limb and accept that leniency. But to take it a giant step further and even allow on two sides of the street, that he says, we can't go that far.
It's just, Rebbe, you know what might be a very, very strong thought out there is like this, that these street minyan, there was people on the actual street.
Yes. That could be a saving grace. That is possible. Just because it's fascinating, and you see the vitality of halacha and psak. Look at the next paragraph of Rabbi Felder. Those of you who have been in Lakewood know that there are a lot of developments in Lakewood where there are houses in a horseshoe, and there's a common ground between the houses that's sort of a parking lot, but really the little kids ride their tricycles. And the ladies all sit out there watching the kids on this horseshoe. So what about that area? Could you have a minion there? Or is that considered a shus hamafsik? He's saying that a street would be mafsik. Look at what he says in this second paragraph that has the English parentheses. Nira, I can't highlight it because it's because I can't do that on my screen. Nira, the shvil mafsik dafka kasheno miyuchal ishtam shesabatim. Only if it's a passing through, if it's a it's something that passes through where other people are cutting through, that's the interruption that a street causes. But if the houses are built in a ches, and there's a migrash chanaya, parentheses, parking lot in the middle of them, that's not considered an interrupting street, because that's not interrupting, right? It's part of the use, the hishtamshus of the people there. If you have a development and you have a horseshoe configuration of townhouses, and the open area, the common area between the townhouses, that's not a hefsik between anybody, that's just common use. However, look at the last two lines. But what if you have a cul-de-sac or a dead end? Even if people like to close it off so the kids could play roller hockey, or even if the ladies like to close it off so the kids could ride their tricycles, that is a derech for people to drive through, to drive on. And that would be a hefsik. So Rabbi Felder is machmir not only on a street that cuts through the property like Hard's Lane or like Rand, but even on a block like Boxwood, even on a block like Sunset, even at the dead end part of those two streets, still, Rabbi Felder says that would be considered a hefsik. Finally, who else agrees with me? Rav Asher Weiss. Rav Asher Weiss, he has a 172-page book on Tshuva Corona. Tshuva is about Corona. I titled it Tshuva's Corona. It is big print, but it is 100. He has about 50 tshuvas there, all related to Corona. And of course, Rav Asher Weiss is one of the up and coming poskei hador. He is right now the poskei for Shaarei Tzedek Hospital, and his psukim have become more and more widespread as we Baruch Hashem using our shul last year. And I'm sure many of you might have heard other shiurim from him. But he quotes, he goes to a part of the Cheshmah we quoted tonight. And he also makes the point that even if I'm willing to be Mekel, not like Rav Schechter who said that if Rohan Ehler is Ehler, you can't even participate. Even if you see them, if there's a Mechitz between you, you can't participate. So Rav Asher Weiss says, I'll be Mekel in that. If Tilly's in his backyard, Rabbi Kana's in his backyard, and you see each other over the fence, I'll be Mekel there to join two people on two sides of a fence. But if there's a street, how could I be Mekel there? The fact that I'm Mekel, to allow two people on other sides of a fence is already a kula. But to also be Mekel on a across the street, that far I am not willing to Mekel. Why? Very simply, because the whole sugya of Tzira for a minion is learned from Zimun. And by Zimun, we don't allow two people on two sides of the street. And therefore, it appears to me, Rabbo, say halacha and halacha lemaisa, the vast majority of poskim, other than that chida, the vast majority of poskim, it is quoted. I can't tell you what this. I can't comment on it, but it's quoted. They quote Reb Chaim Kanievsky that he held that it is okay. But I mean, I don't know who asked him. I don't know what they said. I don't know. I didn't see it written down. I don't know why he said it. I don't know if he gave a reason. I don't know if he just wanted to say it, as a way of pikuach nefesh to convince people to not daven with a minion, so that they would stop diving with the minion. So I don't really know what the parameters of that. They say that, they quote Reb Chaim Kanievsky that you can have two sides of minion, but I can't evaluate that, which I don't know the source for, and is fourth hand at best and not written, so I can't comment on that. But from what everything else that I shared with you, it is my position that a minion on two sides of the street is not reliable. Now, just to finish off with this one very important point. Even if somebody would disagree with me and say that there is an opinion that says that you could have it on two sides of the street, the chida, and you could get out of some of the riots that I said tonight, which you can. Obviously, that wasn't what I was trying to do tonight. I wasn't trying to prove myself wrong. It should be at least a suffix, right? You have, I just listed off a whole bunch of poskin, and I think in halacha I showed you even from the sugya, it's very reasonable to assume that there's at least a suffix that you can't have two people on other sides of the street. Well, Rabosai, what's Chazaras HaShatz? Chazaras HaShatz is 19 brachas. What do we say when you have a suffix if you can make a bracha? What rule do we apply? We apply the rule suffix, brachas lahakel. Why? Because it's not just a matter of, I want to be, it's a Shas HaTchak, let's be Mekel. Let's be Mekel and do what? let's be Mekel and give you a leniency, fine, but let's be Mekel and therefore allow you to do Bracha Levatolas, 19 of them, and if you're going to have Leining, you're going to have 3 more or 7 more, you're going to have a Bracha Levatola fest. So even if you don't hold like me, you should still hold that it's at least a suffix whether you could have two sides of a minyan, two sides of a street. And even if it's a suffix, you shouldn't do it because it's still Bracha Levatolas. If you want to say it Mariv, you'll rely on, you'll be Mekel to consider two sides of the street. There's no Bracha Levatolas because all the birchas of Kriya Shema are, you say anyway as a Yachid. And Kaddish is not a Bracha Levatola. And Baruch is not a Bracha Levatola. And Shemona Esrei, there's no Chazaras Hashatz. Okay, I hear that. You want to be Mekel, you can maybe be Mekel by Mariv. I don't think so, but maybe you can. But to be Mekel at Mincha Shachas with Chazaras Hashatz, I think that's assuming, that's stating that I hold it's not even a suffix. It's not even a suffix. When the Prima Godim says like this, and the Minchas Yitzchak Paskin like this, Rashi Weiss Paskin like this, Mishnah Zohar, that I can't buy. And therefore, my position is that on two sides of the street, there should not be tzir for a minion. Just to conclude, of course, if there is a minion on one side of the street, then somebody who's on the opposite side of the street, of course, can answer everything. But it's just that you can't have the minion composed of 8 over here and 2 over there, 7 over here, 3 over there, 6 over there, 4 over there, 5 over there, 5 over here. Okay, so I both say thank you for joining, and I hope I...